Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, I'm your guest host today, Rhonda Brandt, sitting in for Vicki Winterton, and I'm honored to have Dana E. Kellogg. Dana is an author, poet, and life coach. Dana is also the president and owner of the Kellogg Team. He's also the owner and coach and facilitator of the Joy of Intentional Living. Dana's credentials are so impressive. He's a graduate of St. Mary's University of Minnesota, Regis University with a degree in sociology and theology, and even preparatory Jesuit schools. How impressive, Dana. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. Thank you very much.
So, Dana, when did you know your calling, your passion, and purpose in life?
When did I know it? Well, I'm still searching for it.
Amen.
I just see it as, it's a flower blooming. So, at 9 in the morning, it looks this way, and it's beautiful. And at 10, it's different, and it looks this way, and it's beautiful. So I see my calling as, kind of an ever-blooming flower. And, I think I have a very blessed life, and I've been blessed with some gifts and talents, and for me the joy is sharing those with people.
Wonderful. What a beautiful analogy of that. I really like that. When did you start writing?
It's interesting. I've always written, and for the most part I would write something and I wouldn't be satisfied with it, so in the round bucket it would go. And it wasn't until about 6 or 7 years ago that I got a clear message that I should start writing and saving. I mean, I've always saved my poetry, but my other writing I never saved. So it goes back to when I was in eighth grade. I remember this clearly. We had an essay in class, and we had to write a short story, and it had to have a nature setting, and I wrote what I thought was a really cool short story. And when I got it back from the teacher, I got a C on it, and I said to myself, well, the teacher just didn't get it. And I had an awareness way back then that my writing was good for me. Whether anybody else likes it, I don't care. It truly is for me, and is an expression of who I am and what I believe and how I feel and my understanding of the world. And for me, that's what's important about my writing. So I started saving it about 7 years ago, and then my first book was essentially a channeled book. Because some of the things that came out in that book and some of the writing is, to me, when I read it, I'm amazed by how good it is and what it says. And so something higher than the normal me came through in that writing process.
Wonderful. So what inspires you to create and to write?
Well, I think my inspiration comes from my relationship with the divine. I have a meditation practice, I have a prayer practice, and a lot of my poetry is about that relationship, the relationship of the human to the divine and what that means and how it gets expressed. So it's my spiritual life, I think, is where my real inspiration comes from.
Wonderful. So what challenges have you faced with your writing in the past?
Well, I don't write like a lot of other people do in terms of having it as a daily discipline. I get an intuitive opening that says it's time to write. And for the book one that I wrote, Memoirs of a Provider, almost all of that book was written between 3 and 5 in the morning. I would wake up out of a dream state with an idea, and I would get up and I would write until, you know, whatever that idea was and the flow of that idea would come to a conclusion, and then I'd go back to bed. And then when I would get up in the morning, I would read what I had written, and sometimes it was like, I don't remember writing this at all. So, like, who wrote this? Wasn't me.
Right.
And the challenge now is more of getting down to choosing the right word or words. So I get an impulse or an idea that this character that I'm writing it about needs to express. And then, so for me, the challenge is finding the right word and phrasing to really capture what I want to say. So that's kind of where my challenges are right now.
Great. So what are your favorite writing tools?
My favorite writing tools?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know that I have any favorite tools. You know, sometimes I write directly on the computer, on my laptop. Sometimes I write by hand. You know, sometimes I write in a notebook that I carry with me, and I just kind of write out the impulses that are coming and then go back to them later on and see if there's anything there for the whatever it is I'm writing about. I don't use any special software. I know some authors do. And probably the tool that I use most is I do a meditation practice before I begin writing. And so I kind of put myself in a semi-trance state before I write anything. That probably would be the tool that I use.
What a wonderful tool.
Yeah.
That's great. And your practice as a life coach, what is some of the advice that you give to your clients who are authors?
You know, probably most of my focus is helping people learn to trust their own intuition. Most of the people that I've worked with, people who are authors or, you know, people who are playing with writing either as poets or just writing for their own personal discovery, you know, getting a person to the point where they don't edit what they're writing, to kind of turn the critical mind off and just let the words come. I think the discipline of the morning pages is probably the discipline that helps people get to the point where they stop editing what's flowing and just do much more stream of consciousness as a daily practice in their journaling, so that then when they move to material that they actually want to write, that they can turn the editor part of them off while they're writing and then turn the editor back on when they're actually doing editing work. That's probably the focus of a lot of what I do in my coaching practice. And have people know that it's okay to feel deeply about what they're writing and to put that depth in the work. I mean, one of the things I find disappointing in most of the modern fictional writing is there's no real depth of feeling there. There's no, it's like people are using a formula. You know, there's a lot of sex, but there's not a lot of feeling in terms of what that means to the parties that are involved in the intimacy. So that's what I work on with a lot of people.
I love that advice. Can you tell our listening audience what you would hope that they take away from your latest book and the name of your latest book?
Well, you know, I've only published the first book, Memoirs of a Provider, The Awakening. Book 2 and 3 in the series are done. Hopefully I'm going to get them published this fall. The takeaway, I think, for me would be I'm hoping that the story of Evan opens them up to look at their own lives and what might be possible for them. I mean, we live in a culture where we have all these rules about how we should be and what we should do and what we should accomplish and how much money we should make. And I hope that the book inspires the people to take a peek at the spiritual side of who they are and do some exploring about who they might become. And who they might become always is a spiritual journey. So I'm hoping people get called to do more spiritual opening, which will open up whatever they're involved in, whether they're a tax accountant or a writer or whatever it is. If you have a companion spiritual life to your daily work, it makes your daily work much more rewarding. So I'm hoping it does some of that.
Yes. What impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Impact-wise, I think all of the... I have a couple other books that I finished that should be published in the next year, and I'm hoping the impact is that people move more into a spiritual awareness of their life and who they are, and move beyond whatever their religious doctrine is, and move more beyond the rules of religion into the beauty of what it is to be a person committed to a spiritual practice and a spiritual life. That would be my hope.
Hope. That is great. Great to always have hope. Dana, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, the easiest way is, through an email. So, I have several emails, authordkellogg@gmail.com, or just my name, danakellogg@gmail.com, gets people connected to me. And, from there, if their email warrants a phone call, then usually I'll call them or actually give them my number and we'll set up a call time. So that's probably the easiest way, is through my email.
Great. It has been such a pleasure to interview you today. Thank you. And I encourage our listeners to buy your book and to follow up with you as a life coach, because you are giving so many people hope. And we thank you for that today. And I'd like to thank our audience for joining us. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.